Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. We all like going to parties. Last week, all the announcers had one of those parties where everybody brings a bottle. We had a marvellous time. It would have been better still if someone had brought a corkscrew. However, it did save me from the morning after state that the island draft are suffering today.
Oh, my poor head. Little men with red hot needles. Never again. Oh. Heather.
What is it, Flash?
Do you have to keep hammering all those nails into that tin can this morning?
Hammering nails into a... Oh, Leslie, that noise was typing.
Well, it couldn't have been. It was going right through me. Bang, bang, bang. Ooh, the agony.
Well, why don't you open your eyes and then you'll see the bangs coming?
And I wouldn't, not this morning. Visibility is very poor.
Well, it jolly well serves you right. You know, you shouldn't go to wardroom parties. It's a big man's work.
I know. I got a big man's hangover this morning. I wish he'd come and collect it.
Well, I must say I'm a bit delicate myself this morning. Ooh, that party wasn't over till 4 o'clock.
Yes, I'd rather not talk about it, if you don't mind.
Well, you can't very well. You left us about one.
No, I didn't. I was there until the end.
I didn't say you went about one. I just said that you were no longer with us.
I'm still not.
Is there anybody here? Good morning. I suppose.
Oh, dear, another of them. Good morning, sir.
All right, Heather, all right. No need to shout.
But I wasn't.
Oh, yes, you were, Heather. You were yelling like mad.
I don't know why you're both so fragile. You got plenty of exercise last night.
We did?
I don't remember that.
Well, would you like me to refresh your memories a little?
I'm not sure, really.
Go on, Heather. Let's have the lurid details.
Well, it was about 2 a.m. when Leslie suddenly fell flat on his face on the wardroom floor. And...
Well, the room was going round a bit, so I was holding the carpet down.
Jolly decent, though.
No, not at all, sir.
But it was the next move that the Admiral particularly enjoyed.
Oh, Lord, yes. Forgotten he was there.
No, I hadn't. He made that rot gut punch of his again. Cool.
Oh, so he did. Something appropriate for the jet age, he said.
That's right, sir. It blows your flaming head off.
Well, it certainly got you two going.
What, both of us?
Oh, yes, you two were great pals. From your carpet-saving position, Mr. Murray lifted your legs and pushed you round on your hands. And as you went, you kept shouting, "Look, chaps, we found a wheelbarrow."
Ah, so that's why my arms are so stiff this morning.
Yes, your uniform seems to have suffered a little, too. You look as if you've been left over from a sale of remnants.
You should have seen it earlier, then. It was covered in mud. I wonder where that came from.
Well, perhaps you had to hold the path down on your way to your billet.
Ah, yes, it was slipping about a bit.
Well, I'll have it nailed down next time.
Don't you worry, sir. There isn't going to be a next time. It's big man's work. I've only got a little man's head.
You're lucky. My bonce feels as big as a gasworks.
Well, you'll both stay for a bit, because I gather the Admiral's jet age punch did the bar supplies in completely, and the only thing left was tonic water.
Oh, good gracious.
I'll have a word with the chief and get his relative to fly an extra lot in from Jersey straight away, sir. I could do with the hair of a dog right now.
Oh, so could I. Hope Pertwee's relative can manage an extra lot. We don't want to buy it locally and pay duty on it after all these years, do we? I mean, that way, gin must cost at least £1 a bottle. Scotch is about...
Do you think we could talk about something else? Like, coffee, for instance.
Coffee. Heather, do you think you could...
Oh, certainly. Who's for a mid-morning donut? Or I could manage you a couple of fish-paste sandwiches.
Mr. Phillips.
Sir?
Let's go out for coffee. Quick.
Yeah, after you, sir.
Abel Seaman Johnson's hanging out his smalls. Abel Seaman Johnson's hanging out his smalls. And if one pair of pants should accidentally fall, Abel Seaman Johnson's going up the wall.
Johnson.
Abel Seaman Johnson's hanging out his smalls.
Johnson.
Abel Seaman Johnson's hanging out his...
Johnson!
Yes, Chief?
Cork up, you sagging Sinatra! What's the matter with you? I'm trying to have a kip here.
Having a kip? In the middle of the day? Why?
Yeah, so I didn't have one in the middle of the night, that's why.
I didn't know you suffered from insomnia minimum.
I don't suffer from insomnia minimum. I was woke up by a couple of raving nuts playing wheelbarrows.
Well, it wasn't me and Ginger this time. He's in the sick bay with a stuffed-up hooter.
I know he is. He'll be back next week, and we don't want any hooter coming out parties either. What, enough of it last night.
Who was it then?
No names, no pat, Bill Johnson. It was number one, a Mr. Phillips.
Oh, well, I'm glad you didn't tell me anyway.
Three times. Number one wheeled Mr. Phillips in and leant him up against my bed. You know what? They wanted to take Chiefy for rideys.
How did you get rid of him in the ending?
I took him outside and I filled number one's wheelbarrow up with mud.
I thought Mr. Phillips' uniform looked a bit rough this morning.
Yeah, and after wardroom parties, it always does. Yeah. Here, last time, they chuffed up and down the jetty playing boat trains.
What happened?
Puffer Phillips missed the buffers and fell in the sea.
Well, at least that game didn't wake you up, did it?
Oh, yes, it did. They kept popping into my bunk, trying to sell me a cheap day return to Calais. Hello? Store's closed. If it's urgent, borrow a pair, but keep your thieving hands off mine.
No, Chief, no, it's me. Sub-Lieutenant Wheelbarrow.
Eh?
Sub-Lieutenant Hangover.
Oh.
Puffer Phillips.
Yeah. All right, sir, all right. I know who it is. Front wheel down a bit.
Oh, Lord, we disturbed you as well, did we?
Yeah, I was on your list of social visits last night, so yeah.
According to the right rocket I've just had, so is the local vicar.
Stone me. Oh, I bet you went down well with him. He never did have much of a sense of humour.
He's got none at all this morning. Not since he found a pile of mud tipped on his doorstep.
What was that, sir?
It's funny, then. I wonder who loaded me up with mud.
Yes, I wonder. Was there something you wanted, sir?
Oh, yes, I wondered if you could favour us with a doofer. Do a favour for us. It's the bar supplies, Chief. The Admiral's punch did in last month's supply last night. So we were hoping that relative of yours in Jersey might...
Yeah, well, it's as good as done, sir. Mind you, re-victualling in the middle of the month may come a bit more, expensive than usual. I mean, you know, there's the extra fuel for the helicopter
and... Never mind the sales talk, Chief. Just send us the bill.
Yeah, with pleasure, sir.
You better send the vicar a bottle of scotch, too.
Yeah, any message, sir? Such as, is mud on your doorstep?
Not likely.
Yeah, well, leave it to me, sir.
Righto, Chief. Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir.
I take it that you and that relative of yours in Jersey's just organised another carve-up, then?
You could put it like that, Fatso, yeah. The best day's work I ever did, that was.
What was?
Giving the Admiral the recipe for that punch, of course. Every time he makes it, my relative and I cop an extra order.
I suppose you want me to get through to the control tower at Jersey, then, for you?
No, not today, Johnson. No, sir. As soon as I heard about the wardroom party yesterday, I phoned the order through straight away. He'll be landing here with it this afternoon. Who is it?
Able Seaman Goldstein, Chief.
Give the password.
I don't want anything.
Enter, friend. Well, Taffy, what's your trouble?
I'm being put upon immoderate, that's what, Chief. Nobody else ever cops jetty guard duty except me, and I'm sick and tired of the view.
What do you want me to do about it? Have the jetty move?
Oh, hardly. Mr. Phillips' navigation does that with monotonous regularity. But no matter which way he bashes it, I still end up looking at dirty water.
Oh, well. Oh, I'll have found another little job for you then, shall I?
You couldn't find me a day off instead, I suppose.
You're forgetting who you're talking to, aren't you, Taffy? Chief Petty Officer Pertwee don't give you a day off, he sells you one.
All right, that'll do. Chatter fatty.
What? Well, I think I'll get back on jetty guard.
I thought you wanted to change.
I do, but I doubt if I can afford it.
Yeah, well, it so happens that I could do with a bit of extra hard opening the stores today, now I come to think of it. If things ever got a bit out of hand, look at the place. It's in muck order here.
Yeah, I noticed that. What's been going on?
A wheelbarrow race, for one thing. Yeah, I'll tell you what, look, give Fatso an hand straightening the place up, will you, Tuff?
Aren't you going to get him to sign the Official Secrets Act first? I solemnly swear not to put the squeak in about the scrounging that's going on.
Yeah, all right. Taffy was sworn in on the first day he was drafted to the island, don't you worry. Now, look, first of all, I want you to shift this crate down here. Oh, I've got him!
Oh. Don't give him to me. What's the matter?
What's the matter? I'm stuck. What's the matter? I've got an attack of the twinging screws.
Oh, what a shame.
Lumbago, that's what it is, yeah. You know. My old da used to get it terrible, regulated. Now, this is where it hurts, right there, isn't it?
What? Now, iron up, you Welsh twit.
Right there, that's it.
That's all.
Bent in half for days at a time, he was. Best laugh you ever had.
Yeah. Oh, it's agony. Agony. You can't move an inch.
No, nor could he. Happened in the High Street once, you know. Caused a terrible commotion, it did.
Go on. Why?
Well, everybody collected round him, trying to see what he dropped and couldn't find.
All right. Never mind about where did you last see your father. Go and get the M.O. quick.
Oh, I'll go. Here, who do I look, Taffy?
Well, let's have a look. Oh, well, if you're going to fetch the M.O., man, you'd better put your best uniform on, you know.
Oh, yes, it won't take me long to change.
No.
Half an hour should do it, shouldn't it?
Don't you dare, you tubby tortoise. Come on, get going, it's urgent.
Johnson, don't forget to polish the old shoes up a bit, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Very fussy about that he is, you know.
Yeah, now where did I put that polish?
Johnson! Johnson, get on with it.
Oh, perhaps I'd better have another shave, too, you know.
Oh, yes, blue. Very advisable, I'd say.
Johnson, yeah. If you don't get mobile, I'll have the M.O. put you on a diet again.
I've gone.
All right, you Welsh mountain goat. What's the giggle, then?
I was just thinking, Chief, if the M.O. can't straighten you up, we'll just have to chuck a cloth over you, and you can finish out your time with an occasional table, can't you?
I think I'd better have a pink gin. What about you, sir?
Colour's a bit bright. Yes, an excellent morning for pink gins, Mr. Phillips.
Two pink gins, please.
Two pink gins, sir. And Abel Seaman Johnson wants a word. Urgent, sir.
Yes, he would. Roll him in, then.
Well, cheer up, sir. It could have been Commander Povey.
Yes. Or the vicar.
Yes, yeah.
Permission to speak, sir?
What? Oh, yes, Johnson, but not too loudly.
It's the chief, sir. He's got locked.
Locked? You mean locked up?
No, not up, sir. Just locked. He says it's a touch of the twinging screws, sir.
Ooh, nasty.
And could the M.O. come out and put him straight?
No, I doubt it. Wiser men than the M.O. have tried to do that for years.
Well, I'm afraid the M.O.'s not here, Johnson. He was about 5 minutes ago. He prescribed the hair of the dog all round and left. He's a good lad.
Well, I suppose you don't know where he went, sir.
I'm probably down to the sick bay, having a butcher's at Ginger's stuffed-up hooter, I expect.
Well,
How is he, sir?
Oh, the MO, he's in cracking form.
No, 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 I meant the able seaman Ginger, sir.
Well, when last heard of, he claimed to be proper bunged up, Johnson.
I'll pop down to the sick bay and fetch the MO, sir.
Yes, I should. Tell the chief how sorry we are he's finally been caught bending.
Yeah. Not if I want to live, I won't.
Hello, wardroom number one here.
It's Heather here, sir. Oh, it is a shame.
What? What's happened?
Well, brace yourself, sir, but Commander Bove is here.
What? Oh, no, not today.
He's on his way up to the wardroom now, sir.
He's going to be dead unlucky. We've drunk it all.
But I don't think he wants a drink, sir. He wants you...
He wants what?
Well, he wants you...
Heather!
I'm terribly sorry. But he wants you to... He wants you to go to sea.
To sea? Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Right now, what's more, bon voyage.
Heather!
What was all that about, sir?
Ambaban, where the places are you?
Lummy, Thunderguts.
That's what it was about. Over here, sir.
Number one, why aren't you in your office?
Well, because the pink gins are here, sir.
Mr. Phillips.
Oh, never mind. I've got an urgent job for you. You're putting to sea at once.
Oh, good. If there's one thing I wanted to do this morning, it was to muck about in a boat. The sea's good and rough, so I... I don't think I feel very well.
Couldn't it wait until tomorrow, sir? We had a party last...
No, but something well couldn't wait. During the rough weather last night, one of the marker boys at Portsmouth broke loose and got carried away on the tide.
And we got pretty carried away ourselves, actually.
Yes, in wheelbarrows, I gather.
That's right, sir. You see, we had a race. Oh.
Who told you?
I had an irate phone call from the vicar.
Oh, dear.
However, first things first, you'll sail in Troutbridge at once and pick up that marker boy. If she's left much longer, she'll be drifting about in the shipping lane.
Oh, well, very well, sir. Unfortunately, we're a bit short-handed.
Yes, Ginger's got a bunged-up hooter, and the chief's got a touch of the twinging screws.
Bunged-up hooter? Twinging screws? What sort of a medical diagnosis is that supposed to be?
Well, our M.O.'s, actually.
I might have known he'd be a raving idiot, too.
Well, hang on, sir. I'll just see if the chief has been unbent yet.
Hello, main office.
Oh, put me through the stores, will you, mini ha-ha?
Aye, aye, sir.
Stores closed!
Wait for it, it's number one.
Oh, well, we're still closed, sir. I'm recuperating.
Yes. I gather you're mobile again, anyway.
Yes, sir, it was the M.O.'s the nimini-miniment one, done it, sir.
Mm. Hot stuff, eh?
No, sir, flaming cold. It's like having a block of ice slapped in the middle of me back. I sprung up like a jackknife.
Splendid. We'll see you aboard, then.
That's right, sir. Aboard? Aboard what, sir?
Troutbridge, chief. Commander Povey's here, and we're putting to sea at once.
We are, sir. Oh, our luck, sir. Not the right weather for floating wheelbarrows at all.
All right, all right. We'll see you aboard, Chief.
Shoo, shoo.
Now, Mr. Phillips, sir.
Yes, Chief?
There's no need to blow that thing at the little seagulls. They'll flutter off on their own.
Yes. It's also not doing my head any good, so keep your paws off it.
Well, number one, any sign of the marker boy yet?
Not so far, sir.
Well, it's got to be found. It's a danger to shipping. Even more dangerous than you lot are, and that's saying something.
I was trying to ask you to say so, sir. We really do appreciate... Oh.
Bridge, number one here.
Starboard lookout here, sir. Unidentified object ahead, sir. I think it's the boy.
Thank you, Goldstein. Let's see. Yes, that looks like it. You see it, sir?
Yes, of course I can see it. Now get alongside, Mr. Phillips.
Aye, aye, sir. Aye, aye.
Left hand down a bit, Chief.
Left hand down a bit. Yeah! Ooh! Yeah! Ooh! I've got another guy! I've got another guy! The twinging screws!
What on earth?
Straighten her up.
Tell me a favour, sir. How can I straighten her up when I can't even straighten myself up?
What? Oh, good heavens, Pertwee. What are you doing down like that? Have you lost something?
It's the twinging screws, sir. The demons struck again.
Well, let go of the wheel. We're going round and round in ever-decreasing circles. If we're not careful, something impossible's going to happen at the moment.
Well, how can I let go, sir? How can I let go? If I do, I'll go flat on me puss.
Do something, you idiots. Get him off the wheel.
Ah, keep off! Keep off! Keep off me grass, you amateur Florence Nightingale. Oh, get out of it. Good. Oh, the agony. What agony. Oh, what a tragic in one so young. Help! Whoop! Stand by Harley Street. Pertwee's fallen in half.
That's enough, Chief.
Stretch about us, over the lads.
Chief, will you be quiet?
Yeah, I say, old Fruits, what's going on?
Well, that's all we needed, the captain.
Chief has a touch of the twinging screw, sir, and he's permanently left hand down a bit.
I say, is old sport? I was fishing off the stern, you know. Jolly disconcerting going round and round like this. Makes a chap dizzy. Sort him out quickly, will you, old socks? I'm after a big fella.
Good. Good grief. Doesn't he ever think of anything but fishing?
Oh, yes, sir, yes. Angling. Mm.
I don't wish to be difficult, sir.
Oh, good. Pass me that fire bucket, Mr. Phillips.
Well, oh, yes. Here we are, sir.
Stand right back.
Ah, oh, you dog-eared on stoked.
You're also upsa-daisy again.
What? Oh, blimey, so I am. How did that happen?
Oh, it's the same treatment as the M.O.'s liniminiminiment, Chief. But messier.
I see what you mean, sir. Poor bugger. Stone me, my back's freezing.
Well, as long as you freeze up and not down, you're all right.
All we've got to panic about now is the pneumonia.
Well, number one, if you've quite finished, perhaps we could pick up that boy.
By all means, sir, but do you think we should in these seas? Getting alongside it in this stuff is a bigger risk than I like.
Yes.
Of course, if you'd like to take the responsibility, we'd be only too
willing. No. Well, we'd better try and sink it with the Beaufort.
Oh, I've always wanted to fire them.
It's not going to be easy, sir.
Well, do the best you can. We can't leave it drifting about in a main shipping route like this.
Carry on, Mr. Phillips. Fire one kibbutit.
Oh, rather, sir. Port Beaufort, 1 o'clock, surface, boy, close range, open fire.
Port Beaufort, 1 o'clock, surface, boy, close range, fire at sir. Everybody down!
I say, boys aren't supposed to do that, surely.
You blithering idiot, it wasn't a boy.
Oh, thank heavens, a little girl.
Mr. Phillips, that was a mine.
Oh, well, I don't think I feel very well. Could we go home now, please?
What's more, number one, I intend to visit the vicar before I go back to Pompey and get a written complaint so I can forward it to Admiralty.
Well, I don't think he'll be in, sir. It's the Needlewomen's Guild on...
Then I'll wait for him.
Oh, I was afraid you might.
Excuse me, sir. The jetty guard has just reported a marker boy's been washed ashore.
Oh, really? Well, in a manner of speaking, I suppose you could say we got that back for you, sir.
Bah! You'll be hearing from me in due course.
Yeah, well, now that Commander Pervy's gone, sir, Who's for a game of wheelbarrows?
Oh, rather. Bags, I'm the wheeler, not the barrow, because, no thanks.
Do any of you know which way Commander Pove is gone?
No, Heather, why?
Well, I hope he's not going anywhere near the wardroom, or he may fall over them.
Fall over what, Heather?
Well, you should know. You ordered them.
Hey? Oh, blimey. The helicopter from Jersey.
Well, came and went hours ago. And outside the wardroom are crates and crates of bottles, all marked export only.
Oh, dear.
Oh, lummy.
Oh, blimey, we're sunk.
Oh, cheer up, Chief. Perhaps Commander Povey's gone the other way.
Number one!
And then again.
What the blazes is in those crates?
Perhaps he hasn't.
I said, what is in those crates?
Crates.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, the crates! Oh, yeah, the crates. It's liniminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminiminimini
twinging screw, sir. No ministering angel shall be without it, sir. A bottle a day keeps the twinging screws away. Who'll have a bottle of it? Ah, I've got him again.
And that was Stephen Murray, John Pertwee and Leslie Phillips working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Commander Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Able Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, Able Seaman Goldstein was Tenniel Evans, a rating was Michael Bates, and Heather was played by Heather Chasen. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnston.
The Navy Lark was presented by the BBC.